League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm 11 minutes away, and I have missed you all day. 11 minutes away, so why aren't you here? I was 18 years old, waiting for my A-level results, and it was 11 minutes to 9 a.m. And so I had 11 minutes to wait before I could phone up the school and get my results. I needed an A and two Bs to get into law school at Bristol University. The whole rest of my life was resting on the next 11 minutes. And when you're 18, 11 minutes is a long time. So I thought, how can I fill the next 11 minutes? I know, I'll listen to a Genesis song. Those songs are always 11 minutes minimum. So I had the album We Can't Dance. I love this album. And I had a big choice of 11-minute songs. So I listened to the 11-minute song Fading Lights. It gets me very emotional, this album and this song. I listened to it when I was ill, when I was 17, 18, I had a post-viral syndrome. I couldn't get out of bed for a few weeks and it took me a few months to recover. And this album got me through. My whole final year of school was affected by this. So what was a shoo-in for grade A's now became a real cliffhanger. Would I get the grades I needed? My whole life resting on what happens when I get to the end of this song. And these 11 minutes of my life, I look back on more than any other. Because they went on for an eternity. And there was an excitement, but more than anything else, there was just worry that what if I didn't get the grades? What if I didn't get into Bristol University to do law? What if? What if? And the reason I look back at this time is this is probably the last time in my whole life that I've worried about anything. Apart from needing a drink right now. Oh God, is that COVID? I'm worried. I'm not worried. I don't worry about anything. I'll tell you why. Because the last time I thought, oh, what if, you know? Last time I worried. At the end of those 11 minutes, I did get the grades I needed. I did get into law at Bristol University. And when I got that, I quickly realized, what am I doing here? Doing this? I have absolutely no interest in law. What the fuck have I done? I just want to do comedy. That's where the money is. And write plays. And books. I don't give a fuck about law. There is literally no point worrying about anything, I quickly realized. Because within 6 months, you want to do something completely different. And within one day, you're worried about something else anyway. if you're going to worry about anything, but you shouldn't. Because what will be, will be. And there are always chances to make up for stuff you've missed. I was worried I would never see Genesis live in concert ever again because Phil Collins can hardly walk now. But I needn't have worried because they are currently wheeling him on. Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks, who, by the way, released an album called Banks Statement. The seminal album, Banks Statement, they're wheeling him on to bang out those 11-minute hits one more time. Poor fucking guy, Phil Collins, is knackered and every song is 11 minutes long. And of course, there's a counter-argument to this. You know, you've still got to work hard, just like Phil Collins. Jesus, he knows me. And that man should be retired. But he never stops. Because he knows that hard work equals good fortune. The harder you work, the less you worry, because good things will happen, I guarantee. The only time you've got to worry is if you're doing nothing and hoping for luck. Hoping for another chance, hoping for something to happen, because then it never ever will. As Genesis says in Fading Lights, like the story that we wish was never ending, we know sometimes we must reach the final page. But still we carry on pretending that there'll always be another day to go. Can I go home now? I'm knackered. Can you wheel me off, please? Please, let me rest. Never rest. This podcast might end one day. What the fuck are we all gonna do then?
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.